what I have to share with you, I believe is worth your hearing. And so if you can't hear it, let me know. And I will try to slow myself. And you have to know that in my heart, I'm going so slow I'm standing still, even though it seems to you like I'm sprinting. So there's a story told about the young Jesus, that he was known far and wide for his ability to make yokes, that he was very precise when he was working with his father in the carpenter shop before he started his ministry. And he would measure the oxen, and he would take calculations, and they would leave, and in a couple weeks come back, and he would shave off the parts so he didn't rub in the wrong places. And he was known for the gentle yokes that he made. But let's not be fooled, it's a yoke. It is still a yoke. So, I love this image of the yoke, that Jesus invites us into this relationship, but it's not about how easy your life is going to be if you accept the yoke. It's about what you do with it. That's where the free will is. It's in the choice. So that second reading from Romans, it rings in my head because it sounds very, very much to me like the anthem that I picked for my priesthood 27 years ago, which is from Galatians, 2nd chapter. My soul is not my own, for Christ dwells within me. My soul is not my own, for Christ dwells within me. Doesn't that kind of sound like the same thing Paul's saying in that Romans? It's very close. And so I believe that it's not about the broken. Because none of us can skip that, do we? Brokenness is part of the experience. It's what you do with the brokenness. So if we made a big circle and we talked about all the heartbreaks in our lives, none of us would be without tears. The brokenness and the dejection and the loneliness and the things we had to overcome. Alright, so I offer this to you. So if you have not overcome adversity, and you have a perfect life, you stand. Because I don't want to meet you, because I don't know how it is. Because we all have the stuff that we wish we didn't have to do, right? And I would say that if they ever came with a pill that showed me what the rest of my life I wouldn't want, who would sign up for it, right? If you knew what you had coming in front of you, all of the times your heart would be broken, all the mountains you have to climb and don't know how you're going to get over, God doesn't promise to take that away when you accept the yoke. But the choice, the free will, is what you seek in the middle of it. Right? So God promises you four things and only four things. Peace, joy, love, and hope. So here's a trick question. You're the senior warden, you should know these things. You took the senior warden class, right? You know all the answers. Does God not change your mind? Do you have any?
Yeah.
No? Trick question.
I know you got it.
So God really doesn't care if you're happy or not. And that may sound cool, but what God wants is for you to find joy. God cares very much whether you have joy or not. But happiness is going to come and go. Joy is scriptural, and joy is God's desire for you. Love, peace, joy, and hope. Hope's a secret weapon. That's what we have to offer to the world. So you passed eight people, only two out of ten are in church. You passed eight people who chose not to do what you're doing. Does that make you better?
No.
Or more responsible? See, it's not just a name to put on the back of our shirts. It is an identity. It is a responsibility. And it is a passion that you are to be fed here. Does God care if you go to church? Only if it matters. Only if it changes you. Because if you sit here for an hour and you are not changed, then you should have been someplace else. Which is why when I say the Lord be with you, but you say,
awesome.
You guys said
Because either we do this for real or we don't.
The Lord is with you. It's oatmeal.
My burden is easy. For my yoke is easy, and my burden.
burden is light. When he comes together, we may never see each other again on this side of the great divide. But I will never forget you. And I'm guessing you won't forget me either. As I used to say to my kids, if you're not like me, you'll never be bored. This is what we do. It is what we were put on the earth to do. And our souls are not our own, for Christ dwells within us. And when you know that, then you're responsible to share that in any way you can. Do all of us need to be Mahatma Gandhis? I have 5 thumbs on each hand. You do not want me fixing your car. You do not want me with power tools. I will have no fingers left in a short period of time. But I can stand in front of 5,000 people and talk about anything you choose. I have this, and I have deficits. There, I'm betting somebody in here can fix my car. It probably doesn't like to stand in front of people. Together, the kingdom is strong. Together, God becomes real for us as we tell the story. We are only to do 3 things. No more, no less. Gather the people. You obviously are going to do that. Your announcements talk about it. Tell the story. Not just the stories you hear in the Bible, but the stories that you hear in your life. Because God did not write a book for you. God gave you the truth that is revealed through Scripture that you live right now and then. There wasn't then and now. There just is God's time, and we are part of that time. Gather people, tell the story, and break the bread. Break the bread here, so that when you go back out into the meal after this, or into your homes, or into the restaurant, or McDonald's, or wherever you are, everything is Eucharistic. Because you had Eucharist, and you are Eucharist. God's chosen people. So I drove here in some prayer this morning. A little bit of a jaunt. Got my daughters had one of the marching band at midnight. And so I got up at 4 so I could be here. I don't tell you that so that you would be sorry for me. I tell you that because you're important to me, and that's why I'm here. I chose you over sleep, which is pretty regular in my life. God sent me, and God sends you, because we matter, and together the kingdom comes. I always feel a little nervous that we are what God chose, because I don't know about you, but I just like to get through the day without screwing up more than I know. And yet, here I am, as God's chosen, and so are you, God's chosen. And so together, the light shines brightly, not because of our perfection, not because of our holiness, but because of our faithfulness. God chose us because we're faithful. We don't stop. We keep trying, and the kingdom will come eventually. Because we trust our God's plan. May this day, you just smile at one person you wouldn't have. Stop for 1 second that you wouldn't have. Give thanks to God in a way that lets God know that you are right here and that you are ready for whatever God has planned for you. Why does electricity go to the outlet? Path of least resistance. The more we open our hearts, the more God uses us. It's just the way it works. May God use you in powerful ways, and may we never be the same. Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen.